Another Ares guy slammed me in the chest with the butt of his sword, and I hit the dirt. They could have kicked me into jelly, but they were too busy laughing. "Give him a haircut," Clarice said. "Grab his hair." I managed to get to my feet. I raised my sword, but Clarice slammed it aside with her spear as sparks flew. Now both my arms felt numb. "Oh, wow," Clarice said. "I'm scared of this guy, really scared." "The flag is that way," I told her. I wanted to sound angry, but I was afraid it didn't come out that way. "Yeah," one of her siblings said. "But see, we don't care about the flag. We care about a guy who made our cabin look stupid." "You do that without my help," I told them. It probably wasn't the smartest thing to say. Two of them came at me. I backed up toward the creek, tried to raise my shield, but Clarice was too fast. Her spear stuck me straight in the ribs. If I hadn't been wearing an armored breastplate, I would have been shish kebabbed. As it was, the electric point just about shocked my teeth out of my mouth. One of her cabin mates slashed his sword across my arm, leaving a good-sized cut. Seeing my own blood made me dizzy, warm, and cold at the same time. "No maiming," I managed to say. "Oops," the guy said. "Guess I lost my dessert privilege." He pushed me into the creek, and I landed with a splash. They all laughed. I figured as soon as they were through being amused, I would die. But then something happened. The water seemed to wake up my senses as if I just had a bag of my mom's double espresso jelly beans. Clarice and her cabin mates came into the creek to get me, but I stood to meet them. I knew what to do. I swung the flat of my sword against the first guy's head and knocked his helmet clean off. I hit him so hard, I could see his eyes vibrating as he crumpled into the water. Ugly number two and ugly number three came at me. I slammed one in the face with my shield and used my sword to shear off the other guy's horsehair plume. Both of them backed up quick. Ugly number four didn't look really anxious to attack, but Clarice kept coming, the point of her spear crackling with energy. As soon as she thrust, I caught the shaft between the edge of my shield and my sword, and I snapped it like a twig. "Ah!" she screamed. "You idiot! You corpse breath worm!" She probably would have said worse, but I smacked her between the eyes with my sword butt and sent her stumbling backward out of the creek. Then I heard yelling, elated screams, and I saw Luke racing toward the boundary line with the red team's banner lifted high. He was flanked by a couple of Hermes guys covering his retreat and a few Apollos behind them, fighting off the Hephaestus kids. The Ares folks got up, and Clarice muttered a dazed curse. "A trick!" she shouted. "It was a trick!" They staggered after Luke, but it was too late. Everybody converged on the creek as Luke ran across into friendly territory. Our side exploded into cheers. The red banner shimmered and turned to silver. The boar and spear were replaced with a huge caduceus, the symbol of Cabin 11. Everybody on the blue team picked up Luke and started carrying him around on their shoulders. Chiron cantered out from the woods and blew the concorn. The game was over. We'd won. I was about to join the celebration when Annabeth's voice, right next to me in the creek, said, "Not bad, hero." I looked, but she wasn't there. "Where the heck did you learn to fight like that?" she asked. The air shimmered, and she materialized, holding a Yankees baseball cap as if she'd just taken it off her head. I felt myself getting angry. I wasn't even fazed by the fact that she'd just been invisible. "You set me up," I said. "You put me here because you knew Clarice would come after me while you sent Luke around the flank. You had it all figured out." Annabeth shrugged. "I told you, Athena always, always has a plan. A plan to get me pulverized." I came as fast as I could. I was about to jump in, but she shrugged. "You didn't need help." Then she noticed my wounded arm. "How did you do that?" "Sword cut," I said. "What do you think?" "No, it was a sword cut. Look at it." The blood was gone. Where the huge cut had been, there was a long white scar, and even that was fading. As I watched, it turned into a small scratch and disappeared. I don't get it," I said. Annabeth was thinking hard. I could almost see the gears turning. She looked down at my feet, then at Clarice's broken spear and said, "Step out of the water, Percy." "What?" "Just do it." I came out of the creek and immediately felt bone tired. My arms started to go numb again. My adrenaline rush left me. I almost fell over, but Annabeth steadied me. "Oh, sticks," she cursed. "This is not good. I didn't want, I assumed it would be Zeus." Before I could ask what she meant, I heard that canine growl again, but much closer than before. A howl ripped through the forest. The campers' cheering died instantly. Chiron shouted something in ancient Greek, which I would realize only later that I had understood perfectly. "Stand ready, my bow." Annabeth drew her sword. There on the rocks just above us was a black hound the size of a rhino, with lava red eyes and fangs like daggers. It was looking straight at me. Nobody moved except Annabeth, who yelled, "Percy, run!" She tried to step in front of me, but the hound was too fast. It leaped over her, an enormous shadow with teeth. And just as it hit me, as I stumbled backward and felt its razor-sharp claws ripping through my armor, there was a cascade of thwacking sounds like 40 pieces of paper being ripped one after the other. From the hound's neck sprouted a cluster of arrows. The monster fell dead at my feet.